Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850
715 815. Joe at RTE.ie. Another very special guest today, Tommy Fleming. Tommy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Superstar. I'm just looking at your catalogue and everyone, the wonderful voice, 3.5 million album sales worldwide.
Yeah, wow. I've apparently
all door to door, Tommy and Tina going around knocking. Get the last of the Tommy Fleming albums.
We might have to do that soon, no, I'd say.
So how are you, Tommy, in the new world?
Do you know what, Joe? I'm good. You're almost afraid to say that you're good because you feel like you're supposed to be complaining or. And I'm not belittling anybody when they do complain, but I mean, genuinely, I'm good. And the way we look at it is, we kind of look at it as a career break, a forced career break. But we're good, and we're keeping busy. Look, it's such a strange time. It's such a terrible time and scary time for everyone. And all you can do is put your best foot forward and look at the glass like it's half full, you know.
Yeah. And of course, everything is in the background of people dying, unfortunately and tragically. And it has visited your extended family.
It has. My uncle passed away 2 weeks ago from COVID. And, you know, I'm not the only person this has happened to. So you can't, my experience is not unusual or unique. So it's, you kind of have to, you just have to find your own way through the fog in many ways, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Where were you due to be, Tommy?
We'd finished the Irish tour on the 1st of March in the Bord Gáis, my favourite theatre, the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. And then I had a few weeks off, and then I was to kick off the UK tour, which got cancelled, like everybody's tour has been cancelled. So I suppose over a period of, we'd say 10 days when all this started to kick off. Essentially, like thousands of others, I basically got laid off. I'm out of a job for the next while. But look, it is what it is. And we just keep going.
And you've been posting a song every day on Facebook.
It's funny because, yeah. Do you know, somebody said, how did that start? And I couldn't think of a name, so I just called it Tommy's Jeep Tunes because I'm in the gym. I'm on my way for a run. I found all these backing tracks when Tina and I were clearing out the office, when getting around to a job that we never get around to doing. And there was all these tracks on discs and MP3s and everything. So I started playing them. And anyway, I put one on in the Jeep and I started singing to it. So I recorded it. And just got a great reaction. And for something that I thought naively or maybe stupidly, was going to maybe be 2-3 weeks max, has turned out to be, today was day 53 of the tunes. And I'm beginning to run out of tracks now. So I'm getting Connell, my MD, Connell Early, to get kind of muster a few of them up. But look, I mean, I'd never be that prolific on social media. I'm not savvy at all with that end of it. But it keeps me connected as well, you know.
And have you, by the way, the sound is incredible. Have you got your guitar with you there?
I haven't got the guitar, but I've got tracks.
Great, okay. But you can sing live.
I can, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
I've it set up that you can. You
brilliant.
Know?
And we'd soon find out, Tommy, because people know your voice so well.
Are you sure about this?
I am. What do you want to sing? Would you like to sing?
Do you know, I'm just listening to all your calls, all the callers coming into you, and everyone is going through such a horrible time right now. Mm. So I'm going to try and find the most positive song I could lay my hands on.
Okay.
So this is called Don't Give Up Till It's Over.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
Here we go. Don't give up till it's over. Don't quit if you can. The weight upon your shoulders will make you a stronger man. Grasp the nettle tightly, although it may burn. Treat your failures lightly, your luck is bound to turn. So don't give up till it's over. Don't quit if you can. The weight upon your shoulders will make you a stronger man. Look at the autumn flowers, how they wither and fade. With nature's hidden powers, next year they will be remade. So don't give up till it's over. Don't quit if you can.
Incredible. Tommy, now that is your voice singing live.
Yes, that's me singing live, all right.
That's stunning. That's stunning.
That's stop. You're making me blush now, Joe.
So what I want you to do, I hope you'd sing another song for us, Fiddler's Green or Carrick Fergus.
Yeah, or I'd love to, yeah.
But when to prove to the skeptics that Tommy Fleming's actually singing live.
I know what you're going to ask me.
you have to change the words of Carrick Fergus at some stage and mention 2020, okay? Or something that proves, pick a word that, anyway.
Okay, you're putting me on the spot.
I know,
yeah,
but
okay.
Just the reaction to that song is just incredible, and the quality of the sound. Where's Anne Hurley? Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Anne, how are you? We spoke, what was it, 4 years ago, was it?
Yes, approximately.
Yeah, 2016. And bizarrely, given what we're talking about today, you weren't able to get travel insurance because you had ovarian cancer, and that's what you were campaigning for. But you then spoke so brilliantly about your bucket list. One of them was to sing with Tommy Fleming.
That's right.
And that was organised on the Miriam O'Callaghan Summer Show. How are you doing, Anne?
I'm doing okay. He hasn't filled the form in yet for the widower's allowance, put it that way.
Oh, jeez. You haven't lost your sense of humour, Anne, that's for sure.
And how are you managing in the lockdown?
Well, I'm doing phone consultations with the oncologist. We're finding it a bit difficult because my dad was diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer shortly before the shutdown.
Hear that.
So we can't visit him. He can't have any visitors, so he's battling on his own.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
It is. But we're keeping each other going.
Yeah.
You know, we're keeping each other going.
And how are you doing, Anne?
I came out of remission after 7 months, and since 2017 I've had two major operations. What's happening now is the drug I'm on it's in layman's terms, it's cloning the original tumours. So they're just kind of cutting them out as they come.
Yeah.
But I'm still singing and I'm still cracking jokes, so okay. I can do that for as long as I can.
Well, well done, well done. And you've, I know you've formed a relationship with Tommy over the years now. You've met him. He's on your book of this.
He's a pure gentleman, and I've been to some of his concerts.
Thanks, Anne.
Where are you living, Anne?
Charleville,
okay.
Cork. Yeah.
So, Tommy, you're going to sing.
You want me to sing Carrick Fergus?
Yeah, but I want you, you know, I wish I was in Carrick Fergus. You're going to change that word to Charleville.
I wish I was.
It's about the same number of syllables, has it?
Charleville.
You only have to do it once. I just want to prove to our listeners that Tommy Fleming is singing live.
Live.
Is that okay with you, Anne?
Oh, it's perfect.
This song is dedicated to you, Anne, and it's Carrick Fergus, but the first line is, I wish I was in Charleville. Off you go, Mr. Fleming. Let's hear from you.
Okay, here we go. I wish I was in Charleville only for nights in Ballygrand. I would swim over the deepest ocean, the deepest ocean, for my love to find. But the sea is wide and I can't cross over, and neither have I the wings to fly. If I could find me a handsome boatman to ferry me over, my love to find. But in Kilkenny it is reported they've marble stones there as black as ink, with gold and silver I would support her, but I'll sing no more till I get a drink. For I'm drunk today and I'm seldom sober. A handsome road sick now, and my days are numbered. So come all ye young men and lay me down. You can help me here, Anne, if you want. My childhood days bring sad reflections of happy times that I've spent long ago. My boyhood days and my own relations have all passed on now, like melting snow. But I'll spend my days an endless rover. Soft is the grass, my bed is free. to be back now in Charleville on that long road that leads to the sea. But the sea is wide and I can't cross over, and neither have I the wings to fly. Oh, but I'm sick now and my days are numbered, so come all ye young men and lay me down. So come all ye young men and lay me down.
Hairs on the back of mine. That's stunning, Tom.
I didn't expect to be singing that one, but anyway, I wasn't prepared for it.
I'm giving you a standing ovation here, Tommy. That
thanks
very
much, Anne. Thanks a million.
Yeah. Terrific.
Thanks. Okay. I guarantee somebody noticed. I got the verses in the wrong order anyway. I sang them all. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Stay with us, Tommy. And stay with
thanks.
Us. Stay with us, Anne. 5-1. You can say it, Tommy. 5-1-5-1.
Wash your hands.
Yo!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Jackie, a huge fan of Tommy Fleming.
Hi, how are you?
What do you want to say? What do you want to say to him?
Oh, I saw Tommy Fleming last year in UCC in the summer quad, it was just absolutely gorgeous, and all his singing. It was just lovely because it's in, if you know UCC, it's in the quad there.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
And they put the stage up in the top, you know, and he was just, and you could see all the
acoustics.
Yeah, and it was bouncing off the walls, and it was just absolutely gorgeous there. So, I mean, and I'm a big fan of his, I haven't been to see him in the Opera House because his, when he comes to Cork, it always clashes with my daughter's birthday. Which is February.
Okay, well, Tommy, will you write that down, please?
I will,
okay.
I will. Thanks
okay.
a million, Jackie.
Jackie, say there, Liam O'Rahilly, Liam and Cork as well. A big fan, Liam, of Tommy.
Yes, indeed, yes. I have a reason to remember him because some years ago, Mayo were in the All-Ireland final.
Yes.
And I live in Cork now and I failed to raise a ticket. Cork men have lots of good qualities, but parting with an All Ireland ticket isn't one of them. But so I got a notion and I got a placard made professionally, a large placard in red and green, "Ain't ticket the one, much of the helly. Just one ticket, please.
Okay.
I won't last another 60 years or whatever." And I was up outside Cork Park at Gill's Pub with the placard, and Paddy Pendergast came along. And his daughter took a picture of me with Paddy Prendergast. Now,
that's the photograph that ended up on the cover of Ireland's Own.
And I was told...
With Tommy.
I was on the back of the... I was told by the lad in Ireland's Own to enjoy the cover. So I went and looked at the cover.
Have you still got it?
Tommy Fleming.
Great. You still have it. Frame it. Tommy, before you go, thanks, Liam. Before you go, pick a song. Thank you. Good, Liam. Pick a song yourself, Tommy,
Do you know what I do? And it's very much a Dublin song. Because I sang this on the tour last year, and I hadn't sang it for so many years, for about 20 years. So I'm going to do Fiddler's Green.
Oh, great.
It's more up-tempo and it's a bit happier.
Okay, and you mind yourself, Petal. I hope the news gets better, but the news is difficult at the minute. I'm so sorry to hear that, but please God, with the aid of medics and medicine, that things will improve.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Best of luck, Tommy.
See you, Anne. I'll give you a shout in a while.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Off you go, Tommy.
Mm. As I went a walking one evening so fair, to view the still waters and taste the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Won't you please take me home, boys? My time, it's not long. Wrap me up in your oilskins and blankets. No more of the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I hear tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the land is all free and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in your oilskins and blankets. No more of the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green, where there's always a breeze and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with the swish of their tails, and you lie at your leisure, 'cause there's nothing to do, and the captain's below, boys, making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in your oilskins and blankets. No more of the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. When you get to the dark side and your long journey's through, and there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, and the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and there's bottles of rum, boys, growing from every tree. Oh. Wrap me up in your oilskins and blankets. No more of the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Wrap me up in your oilskins and blankets. No more of the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
Tommy Fleming, you're a star.